Blockages in coronary arteries caused by the buildup of plaque are the main cause of heart attacks. In most cases, doctors treat the problem by widening the artery with a mechanical device called a stent, inserted at the end of a long, thin, wire-like catheter. But within a year, about 10% of patients have to return for another procedure, says cardiologist Evelyn Rager.
Roughly half of the patients have to come back because we did not an excellent job in the blockage that is causing the heart attack, and the other half of the patient has to come back because we overlook additional lesions, additional problems that are present in the artery.
This situation could improve considerably with a new camera that provides a clearer, more detailed view from inside arteries, developed at the Erasmus Medical Center in Rotterdam, Netherlands. Currently, to take different images through the catheter, surgeons control the rotation of the catheter's camera from outside the body. The new camera has its own tiny electrical motor. Professor Ton van der Steen is the head of Department of Biomedical Engineering at the Erasmus Medical Center.
With this system, you have the rotation exactly where it needs to be, only in the tip. So you have a micromotor in the tip that can rotate, and that's why it can rotate so fast and so accurately.
The researchers are still experimenting on lab animals, but the results are stunning. While catheter cameras now in use take only about 100 images per second, too slow not to be distorted by the movement of the heart, the new camera can take 2,500 images in between two heartbeats. Its 1 millimeter thick motor rotates a mirror 5,600 times per second, while a fast pulsing laser lights up the environment, allowing the camera to take sharp pictures of the artery wall.
Suddenly, we get a view on the blood vessel like we just know from the textbook. And we can see that in our living patients at the very moment when we have to do the operation.
Scientists say they are now trying to build an even smaller motor, only half a millimeter thick. The new catheter camera was presented at the Optics of Cardiology Symposium in Rotterdam on March 11th, but researchers say it will take up to 3 years before they start with trials on humans. George Putich, VOA News, Washington.